the Magna Carta. On June 15th, 1215, in a field at Runnymede, King John affixed his seal to something called the Magna Carta. Confronted by 40 rebellious barons, he consented to their demands in order to avert civil war. Now note, these barons were gifted the lands by the king that they in turn rented to the peasants and were angry with the said king who ruled over them arbitrarily. Note, do remember that the king was propped up by the pope and the archbishop who convinced the people that the king was appointed by God only to secure their own positions. It is concerned with many practical matters and specific grievances relevant to the feudal system under which they lived. Now, again, a feudal system, also known as feudalism, is a type of social and political system in which landholders provide land to tenants in exchange for their loyalty and service to the king. The Magna Carta was a response to King John, who had decided arbitrarily that tradition didn't bind him, whatever he says goes, even to the point of forcing taxes without any representation from the nobility in the land. They rose up to guard their ancient rights, the barons did, and forced the king to sign this particular document. It didn't grant anything new. It was merely a statement of what already was. What we have with the Magna Carta is the first written document identifying the rights of individuals. These rights had been handed down from one generation to the next orally. The Magna Carta signified a transition from orally transmitted rights to those written down for posterity. Some of the key rights identified in this document were: no tax can be imposed except by common council of the kingdom. Fines are to be according to the degree of the offense. Personal property cannot be taken without the consent of the owner. Witnesses are needed for the indictments against individuals. No death sentence, imprisonment, dispossession, or banishment without due process of law. Now, why were these traditional concepts upon which England operated? Where did they get these ideas? Back in 1965, a scholar named Helen Silving wrote an article in the Harvard Journal on legislation that brought to the light the basis for the Magna Carta. Here is what she wrote. An old document such as the Magna Carta is not only that which it was at the time of its conception, but also that which it becomes in the course of history. In this sense, undoubtedly, the Magna Carta stands for the idea of subjection of the king, not to man, but to God and the law. Our rights come from God, friends, not man, an idea rooted in the Bible which has dominated Anglo-American thoughts. The roots of the foundational document are found in the Bible. It is remarkable, indeed, and has an interesting bearing on the nature of our reactions to the Bible, that this has passed unnoticed while efforts have been made to connect our constitutional documents with Greek and Roman ideas. Whatever influence Greece and Rome had on the development of Western civilization, there was another influence far greater. The biblical foundation laid for centuries after Greece and Rome had disappeared as empires. It was this foundation primarily that guided the thinking of the American colonists as they fought the battle of ideas that led ultimately to a break with the mother country. The interests of the common man were hardly apparent in the minds of the men who brokered the agreement. But again, there are principles expressed in Magna Carta that resonate to this day. During the American Revolution, Magna Carta served to inspire and justify action in liberty's defense. The colonists believed that they were entitled to the same right as Englishmen, rights guaranteed in Magna Carta, They embedded those rights into the laws of their states and later into the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. BBSRadio.com. Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same, or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Rocker. Rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly today with you, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be talking about, if you will not listen to him concerning his warnings, Psalm 19:11, you're going to listen to him and his judgments. And I got to tell you, folks, your flesh wars against this kind of stuff because I know people don't like to hear it, but I also know people don't like to hear the truth that makes them free, because they don't want to have to respond to that truth, not knowing that truth demands a response. And that is the way we better see it, because we better understand that the law is holy, the commandment holy, just and good, that we're carnal, sold under sin. We better hear it his way, because if we don't take the heed concerning his words and his warnings, we're going to know him and his judgments. And that's where America is today. Speaking of which, I'm just going to give you the heads up real quick. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to that page, social media platforms. 10 to 13 articles on that page given to you by yours truly, Mr. Tim Brown, morning show host for Sons of Liberty Radio every single morning. These contributors that we have at sonsoflibertymedia.com, they are in the culture war. As the sons of Issachar knew the times, so do they. We're bringing about the answers, but folks, I'm talking about people that are actually in the fight. Yesterday, I was reading the book of Ezekiel 33, and I'm thinking of 31 and 32, in scriptural reference, and it tells us, "And they come unto me," this is what the Lord is saying about the people under judgment, "and they come unto me as people cometh, and they sit before me as my people. They hear my words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their own covetousness. And thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. But again, the Lord says, for they hear thy words, but they do them not." That's why America's in trouble today. They're going after the next best thing. They're following their king. Oh, by the way, I wanted to show you this in case you haven't seen it. And I know some people think that this is a game, but it's not a game. This is actually Donald Trump. This is coming directly from his website. It shows a picture of him being a crowned king. And it says right on this post, it says, "Congestion pricing is dead. Manhattan and all of New York is saved." See how they put themselves up as saviors, friends? Long live the king. Donald Trump posted that. I want you to understand who is responsible for posting that. How weird can this get, friends? Well, Donald Trump, for those that didn't know, friends, are actually making themselves kings above Article 6, Section 2, which is the Supremacy Clause, by declaring himself as king. And I want you to listen to this carefully because, again, I know that there's some people that just don't want to hear this. That's fine. You don't have to listen to it. You don't have to listen to his warnings, but you're going to listen to him in his judgments because the earmarks and the characteristics that we're seeing from this current administration should scare the HE double hockey sticks out of everybody if you put it up in parallel to those that went before him that were self-proclaimed dictators, kings of their nation, okay? And again, let me go over here, and I want you to see this for yourself.
That President Trump signed relating to independent agencies. This executive order would establish important oversight functions in the Office of Management and Budget and its subsidiary office, OIRA, supervising independent agencies and many of their actions, and also reestablishes the longstanding norm that only the president or the attorney general can speak for the United States.
Did you just hear what they said? What he just said, only the president and the attorney general can speak for what the law says. Now, we're talking about the guy that advocates what they call, and I'm talking about Donald Trump. This is the guy that they're trying to give power to that can tell you what the law says and what it doesn't say. This is exactly Zionism and Nazism to a T for those that didn't take the time to know the difference. Adolf Hitler was doing this nonsense 50, 60, 70, 80 years ago, friends. No joke. But what I want you to hear is he is now proclaiming that he is the author of the law because he is the one that's going to interpret it. This is the guy, Donald Trump, that is an advocate for transgenderism in his pageantries. This is the guy that is illegally sanctioned and stole $600 million from the American taxpayers to force you to pay for the murder of the innocent in the womb. Put that up against Proverbs 6:17 and 2 Kings 24, verse 4. This is the guy that's trying to disarm you. Just ask his AG, Pam Bondi, who has a long record of trying to disarm the people, who is now appointed. What is it that the American people don't see? Well, I'm here in Tim Brown in the morning show host. He's trying to do the same thing that I am, friends. We're trying to get you to understand that this is history repeating itself. And here we are again. Okay, again, proclaiming himself as the king. Mr. Trump, I just want to say this. In all honesty, sir, you better understand that you are playing a dangerous game. So are those that are playing along with you. So are those that are dictating what you say, because we know that you're not calling the shots. We've seen how you pulled the chair out from Mr. Benjamin, not Netanyahu, but the guy that claims to be somebody that he is not, 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15. Just like yourself, you're selling yourself as an angel of the light. Behind that veil, we understand who you are because we judge according to what you're doing here, and it's exactly what this guy's doing. But folks, these people don't understand they're playing a dangerous game, and so are the people that are allowing them to do so. What he's doing is taking on the title of nobility, friends. And when you look at Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8, it tells us no title of nobility shall be granted by the United States, and no person holding any office of profit or trust under them shall without the consent of the Congress. Who is the Congress? You are. You are, friends. You are the law. They are the representatives. And it goes on, except of any present emolument, that means to be paid for another service, office or title or of any kind whatsoever from any king, prince, or sovereign state. Matter of fact, Tim Brown just did an article on this, friends. You are going into some dangerous, dangerous times. I'd rather have the enemy screaming at us like the Barack Obamas, the foreigners, the sodomites that the American people tolerated for 8 years of his criminal tenure. I would rather have a Joe Biden in office because at least that way everybody's on their guard. But now what we see, and I know that there's a lot of people that are waking up to what's going on here in a greater degree than ever before, and I'm thankful for that. But the fact of the matter is it also put a lot of people back to sleep. And doesn't the Bible tell us in Matthew 13, 25 that the enemy sows tares while men slept? The problem is Americans are sleeping with their eyes wide open. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello, this is Caleb Collier, host of Church and State. Find us at churchandstate.media. Take it from me, you have to listen to Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean is one of the greatest theologians and patriots of our time. He is leading the charge in our modern-day revolution. Bradley doesn't pull punches and always presents what is right, not beholden to party, politics, or pulpits. I am proud to call him friend. He is truly a son of liberty.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. It's one amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed, just before the start of NRB.
Register at ChristianMediaConference.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
So that this nation may long endure, I urge you to follow in the hallowed footsteps of the great disobedience of history that freed exiles, founded Christianity, defeated tyrants, and yes, in the hands of an aroused rabble, in arms and a few great men, Charlton Heston. The brave man inattentive to his duty is worth little more to his country than the coward who deserts her in the hour of danger. President Thomas Jefferson. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page, social media platforms if you're listening to us by radio. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. We are judging, we are fruit inspectors, church, and we are called to judge men by their fruit. And folks, if we're not going to listen to him by taking heed to his warnings, which the Bible is filled with over and over and over again, then we're going to know him and his judgments. That's why I'm humored by some of the said atheists, you know, during the times of past that were judged accordingly. You know, they were the ones that were warring against God their whole life. And then before you knew it, they were under the judgments of God. And they knew all the well as to who they were warring against. And it's the oldest sin in the book, friends. It's the oldest sin in the Bible. It's idolatry. They want to serve self. And what we're talking about right now is how we're seeing a government, a representative government in America, act outside of their scope of authority, working on the behest of what? Special interest groups that are foreign to who we are as a people. And that's why they're continuously assailing who we are. They're tearing down the Constitution and erecting it in their own ungodly image. And the church should be the one to stand up against what's going on, because again, the church is called to be the light of society. We're to reprove this. We're to protest this. Ephesians 5:11. And if we fail to do that, well, then this is what's going to happen. While the world, namely our world in America, they look to their politicians to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves, the Lord is looking to the church to keep his commandments in dealing with the corrupt, Isaiah 26:9. So we're always giving the answer, and I just gave it to you again, but I want to move on here from where we're at, because I just highlighted the fact that Donald Trump is declaring himself as a king. That's not a joke. Again, I want you to see it for yourself. Tim Brown just did an article this morning, and if that doesn't put a chill up your spine, nothing will. But Trump is the one doing this. It not only did it come from his media outsource, but it also was posted concerning the White House. They posted congestion pricing is dead. So they actually posted the same exact picture that Trump did. So they're not, look at this, folks. This is, I really think at this point, folks, not only are they laughing at you, they're mocking you at every given step. Just saying, you know what, I've done it. And you know what, this is what the devil does. This is how he operates. He's sneaky, he's cunning, he's seditious, he's insidious. And that's exactly what we're seeing here on so many different levels. And what's even worse is those that claim to be Christ, if they truly were, they'd be standing up against him, but they're not. They've thrown off Christ and they've taken a man to be their leader, and they are going to reap the just judgments of God. You can rest assured there's going to be a recompense concerning what we're seeing here. People, you do understand this whole movement of Doge, right? And how they want to come in and play the problem solver concerning the issues that are taking place. And now they've given it over to a Satanist, literally. Cross-check what I'm telling you. He is self-proclaimed. But Elon Musk, this lunatic who wants to go to Mars, he has now been relinquished. Well, I shouldn't say relinquished, but given the power to go ahead and man this this cabinet that's been appointed temporarily. It's supposed to go down in 2026, but they want to have Elon fix the problem. I'm here to tell you, friends, the only problems that we have are the ones that they created. And isn't it interesting? The ones that they created were unconstitutional from the get-go. But because the people didn't know so, they're going to go ahead and take another step through the Hegelian dialect to go ahead and take another step so they can go two steps forward, one step back. And now what they do is they have two or three or four or five steps forward because the people haven't been paying attention as to how these people are the ones responsible for creating the problem in the first place. Well, that's exactly what they're doing. They're not there to fix the problem. Here, let me give you a case in point, because I remember just one of the promises given to you by Donald Trump. We're talking about Trump right now because he is the current individual that is occupying the people's White House. And do you all remember when he kept telling the people he's going to fix the deficit, no problem? This is just the tip of the iceberg. I could do a three-hour show just telling you how this man has done the exact opposite of what he promised to do. Again, read Matthew 7:16-20. But remember when he said he was going to remove the national deficit? This is all I want you to think about. The fruit. What he said, okay, was it was going to be so easy to basically eradicate the national deficit. Do you all remember this? You must recollect that, okay? Did you know that Donald Trump, when he left office the very first time, do you know that he added $8.4 trillion to your national deficit? That's just one topic. You do know this. See, again, showing you he's going to come in and fix the problem. He gets into office. He does the opposite of what he said he was going to do. Isaiah 5:20. That's who we're dealing with here, friends. And the apple doesn't fall too far from the wicked tree when it comes to who their father is. Read John 8:44 when you get a moment. I want you to see this really quick because I want to get to the main topic in taking that up before the end of the show here. But you see, the Doge revolution is unprecedented. I'm here to tell you, friends, you need to pay attention to who Alex Jones is. I've been on Genesis Communication Networks for 15 years. Now I'm at BBS, and in the process, I think if there was one question that was asked to me more than any other, it was always this: who is Alex Jones? Well, I tell him you have to judge him by his fruit. Well, yeah, I know, I see he does good things, but he also does questionable things. Right, a double-minded man, right? Oh, if he's that slippery, if he's that diplomatic, well, go back to Ben Franklin. What did Ben Franklin say about diplomacy? He said it's seduction in another guise. I shared with you people that the CEO from GCN, when Alex Jones met Donald Trump, who, by the way, Alex Jones, his dad has, there's inner lining, inner connections, Isaiah 28, verse 18, and an inner alliance with the CIA. You all do know that, right? That should be enough for you to know who he is right there. But with that, friends, I want you to pay careful attention to the fact that the CEO told me that Alex Jones has not said one word to him since he met Donald Trump. Not one word. He's a little man. But he's also controlled opposition. Notice how Alex Jones was under attack for what he did with the elementary school. And I'm talking about how he made accusations, said they, and then, you know, they came in and they bankrupted him. Isn't it interesting that he is shining brighter now than he ever has before? But yet we were told that he was under attack. He wasn't under attack, friends. He was being promoted. Because now you're seeing concerning all the gatekeepers like the Joe Rogans of the world, CNN, so on and so forth. They're now, what are they doing? They're highlighting Alex Jones. So he's not being demoted. He's being promoted. Again, go back to the best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition ourselves. They're creating the problems. Then they bring up the people that are sold to you as the good guys and that not knowing... Friends, not knowing to you that they're a part of the alliance that created the problem, then they bring in their controlled operatives to push the narrative forward, going the same direction that they created in the first place concerning the opposition, okay? It's not hard to figure out. Just watch what they do, and you're going to see that they're all interlined and that they're all interconnected and that they're all pushing the same agenda. When you see Alex Jones going right along, and I would question everything about Malone as well, friends, but look at InfoWars, totally pro-Trump every step of the way. He says, Doge revolution is unprecedented. Highlight on InfoWars. Inventor of mRNA technology, Robert Malone says Elon Musk's Doge is a game changer and will bring down the entire international globalist order. You are incorrect. Let me say it again. You are incorrect. And for anybody to believe this, friends, you have to take this for face value because I'm telling you folks, it doesn't get any better than that. I would question not only Alex Jones concerning everything that he is, but now come out and prove that he isn't because now you have him and you've had him for years. But now you have Robert Malone saying that Elon Musk is the guy that's going to bring in the answers. Are you kidding me? Are you people kidding me? We're talking about Elon Musk. You see at the top here on social media platforms a picture of him with his satanic upside down crosses on his Halloween suit. You see his lunatic mother. That's his mother, friends. That is his mom dressed as a witch giving New World Order global signs, which humor me within themselves as well. You know what's sad about all of this? They think they got one over on the living God. No, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be made known. But again, going back for the sake of a hard break coming up on me right now, look at this lunatic. This is him and his mother. And the woman that has his children, as you know, her name is Grimes. She calls herself a witch. But hey, listen, you have to understand, Alex Jones and Robert Malone are telling you that Elon Musk, the one that wants to put a chip in your brain so he can track you on a global basis, that's hanging out with the president in the People's White House right now, that he's the game changer. No, he's not the game changer. Hey, folks, when I come back, I'm going to show a video, and I want you to understand that Elon Musk fired inspectors general. They were all investigating Elon Musk's companies for his crimes being committed. I'll be right back.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Our theme this year is Revival and Reverence, Returning to God, with some great speakers, including the courageous Pastor Art Pulowski from Canada, Dr. Ted Brower, Matt Truella, Scott Shera, Pastor Butch Paw, and more. Learn more and get your tickets today at WisconsinChristianNews.com. This is sure to be the highlight of your year.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Radio.com. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was correct when he said, "Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. God will not hold us guiltless people. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act." President Andrew Jackson rightly stated that if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences of right and wrong, of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers, and the Supreme Court is then become our ruler. Things don't turn up in this world until somebody turns them up. President James Garfield goes on and says, "I love agitation and investigation and glory in defending unpopular truth against popular error." Abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison said, "With reasonable men I will reason, with human men I will plead, but to tyrants I will give no quarter, nor waste arguments where they will certainly be lost."
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. It's one amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed, just before the start of NRB.
Register at ChristianMediaConference.com.
BBSRadio.com. Okay. 281-845-4704. If you'll not listen to the warnings, you will listen to his judgments. I'm going to bring you back to the responsible party in just one moment. I want to show you this real quick because it just popped into my head and I want to share it with you. Dr. Don Michael just said, and I'm relaying to you the point that I was making during the last segment, how they create the problem and then they come in and play the problem solver, right? Because that's the pill in the jam. Follow the money trail. You'll find out every single time as to what I'm talking about to be true. But Dr. Don Michael said, "Don't you think that before we start talking about a new mRNA cancer vaccine, we need to address the COVID mRNA vaccine that is causing the cancer and is still being used?" Does anybody need a translation? Okay, so they're putting a bioweapon into the fluid, injecting it into your body through a syringe that the Lord told you not to do, right? Leviticus 17:11, 19:19, John 10:10, right? You go ahead, you ignore the warnings, you then fall subject to what it was that you took because you refused to listen to the warnings that the Lord gave in the first place. So then you contract what they call the cancer, And then the government comes in under the same administration, under Operation Warp Speed, under the father of the vaccine, and nobody does it better than me, right? That has genocided over 20 million people that we know of today. And then they come behind that and they say, hey, listen, we got a cure. No. I don't care if you have a cure or not. You're the one creating the problem. History is repeating itself here, and this is a prime example of what I'm talking about with this current administration. Not just the current administration, the past administration, the one before that, the one before that, the one before that, and the one before that. It all goes and coincides one with another. Okay? Just want to make clear. Let's go back to the other point that I was making. Here is Elon Musk. Here's his whack job mom. This guy is a lunatic. He is a madman that wants to put a chip in your brain. I don't know what it is that you don't understand about that. It's not like he's hiding any of this. So again, what I want you to see is if you don't want to listen to that, here, maybe you're going to listen to this, because now what we have is we have Representative Kazar. He's saying that the fired inspector general that were just fired by Donald Trump, they were investigating Elon Musk's companies. Hey, folks, all of this is nothing but blue collar crime. This is mob. This is what this is. These are political gangs, if you want to call them that. I mean, they like the accolade, right? So go ahead and give it to them. At least we can bring them down to the level so everybody can understand that they're a bunch of scoundrels, because that's what they are. They're a bunch of criminals. That's what they are. So now we're finding out, friends, that the people that are being fired by Donald Trump, because of course, you know, Joe Biden appointed them. You know, it's got to be corrupt, said Trump. But Trump didn't tell you that he failed to drain the swamp. And if he would have did what he said he was going to do during his first criminal tenure, he would have dealt with the likes of a Joe Biden. So you wouldn't have had to deal with him anyways. And as a matter of fact, he went along with the whole dissimulation that he was voted in by 80 million people. And you know, as well as I do, that no 80 million people voted in Joe Biden. Especially all the while knowing that the film that we have on his presidential campaign, not only did he get kicked out of the 1988 presidential run for plagiarism, for lying to the people, he's a repeat criminal, right? But once he got there, friends, it's interesting, nobody showed up at his presidential campaigns. And nobody showed up to support him, literally nobody, okay? But Donald Trump wanted you to believe that 80 million people voted him in. And then we found out that 11 million of Joe Biden's Twitter account, just like Barack Obama, just like that of Hillary Clinton, they were completely contrived. They were fake, created out of thin air. But the people believed it. As long as the people believe it, because they don't understand that everything that these people do is promulgated through a lie. And you have to believe the lie. And hence, it goes back to what I always tell you. They know how to lie better than most of you know how to tell the truth. That's why we're still dealing with the same issues that we failed to return and deal with the first time. What do you think's going to happen if you fail to deal with this administration, friends? What do you think the next one's going to look like? What do you think the one after that's going to be like? Do you think that God's going to come in and take care of what you haven't taken care of through his commandments? When he said, keep my commandments and live. Nope, you haven't listened to that. You've disregarded that. You want him to do for you just like you want a politician to do for you. I want to tell you what the Lord's going to do for you. He's going to judge you for what you haven't done. And that's a fact. That's an absolute fact. Go back to Ezekiel 33 and what I highlighted earlier. And go down to none other than 31 and 32. And you tell me why the Lord judged that. What I didn't tell you when I read this during the first segment is what precedes that is the Lord saying, I'm going to judge Israel. I'm going to judge you. Everybody takes the character of God out of the character of God. They act like he's not holy. They act like he's not just. Oh, Americans, oh, let me say it again. When judgment comes where you are completely paralyzed through your fear and submitting to a tyrant because you're well on your way right now, you're going to understand what I've been trying to tell you since day one. You're going to wish you obeyed when you had the opportunity to obey and you failed to do so. And yes, I'm here to tell you there is going to be no raptured from responsibility in any sense of the word. Let me show you this Elon Musk that Mr. Control Operative Alex Jones and Robert Malone are telling you, driving you to Elon Musk as the savior. I want you to hear what most people don't take the time to hear.
Mr. Kassar.
This subcommittee is supposedly about looking into waste, fraud, and abuse. So I'd like to start talking about independent inspector generals who are supposed to be looking into waste, fraud, and abuse. Mr. Talkov, do you know how many inspector generals at agencies that were investigating Elon Musk's companies have been fired by the Trump-Musk administration?
No.
It is 5. Ms. Royal, the inspector general of the Department of Labor had 17 open investigations into Tesla and SpaceX. Do you know what the Trump-Musk administration did to that inspector general?
No.
They fired him, and I think you all know. Mr. Whitson, the inspector general of the Department of Transportation was investigating Tesla. Do you know what the Trump-Musk administration did to that inspector general?
No.
They were fired. The Department of Defense's inspector general.
Are you seeing how this works, friends?
SpaceX. Mr. Hedler, do you know what the Trump-Musk administration did to that inspector general?
I believe he was fired.
Thank you. I think everybody on the panel knows what the answer to these questions were. The U.S. Department of Agriculture Inspector General was investigating Musk's Neuralink. Mr. Talkov, now I'll ask you again under oath, do you know what Mr. Trump did to that inspector general that was looking into one of Musk's companies?
No.
He was fired. The inspector general at the EPA was.
They're all being fired that were investigating Elon Musk, friends.
Hedler,
you need to share these broadcasts, friends, because we're being censored.
Do you know what the Trump Musk administration
just like this
did
information
to that
is.
General?
I believe he was also fired.
Also fired. At least 5 inspector generals that were looking into Elon Musk's companies were fired by the Trump Musk administration. These inspector generals, who are independent, protected by law, they are the people that find the waste, fraud, and abuse and found many of the cases of waste, fraud, and abuse that have been brought up today, fired because they were looking into Elon Musk.
Okay, so friends, I don't need to add to that. This is how they play the game. They sell to you, friends, all these, you know, these attorney generals, these inspectors. They were all bad because they were under Joe Biden. Wait a second. All of these bureaucracies stay concerning the rotation of administrations, friends. The bureaucracies are planted. They're still there. They're never dealt with. They're the same people all the time. It's not like these inspectors that were fired were brand new. No. They were being fired for doing their job in exposing the likes of Donald Trump and Elon Musk. That's how the mob acts. That's what they do. And guess what Trump will do? He'll get up there and tell you how bad all of them were because they worked for Joe Biden. Baloney. No, these were the ones that were doing their job. And if I was one of those guys, I would do everything in my power to bring it to the light, to expose Mr. Trump, his administration, and this madman, Elon Musk, for who they really are. I would hold it to them. And that's exactly what this guy is doing right here. Anybody that talks out against Donald Trump, he wants you to believe that they're the devil, when in fact, it's the devil telling you that. That's just the truth of the matter. But again, I love this kind of honesty when I see this. I'll tell you what, this is what I praise God for, that there's people that are still willing to tell the truth, to lay themselves down regardless of the facts or the opposition, and tell the people and get it to the people that, hey, Elon Musk, I know he's being sold to you by the mainstream media as the good guy, and he's the savior just like Donald Trump. They're hanging out in the People's White House right now. But Mr. Rep. Kazar, he wants you to know the truth of the matter, that is not at all who they are. And you better understand that crime means to perpetuate itself against the people if the people themselves do not take heed from the likes of a Rep. Kazar. They were all fired, friends, for exposing Musk and Trump. That's why they got fired. They weren't fired for doing the wrong thing. They were fired for doing the right thing. And how many times have I told you this? Psalm 109, King David said, I was hated for my love. He was hated for doing the right thing. Just like Christ told us in John 15 and John 7:7 when he was talking to his brothers. Americans, you got to get this right or it's going to get darker. These are the sorts of people that mean to turn the lights out. How much of the light that you have remaining in this country, Americans, are you going to allow them to continuously dim it where you can't see any longer? Because that's what they mean to do. You're going back into the dark ages if you're going to let them do it. Another segment coming up, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
Hello, this is Caleb Collier, host of Church and State. Find us at churchandstate.media. Take it from me, you have to listen to Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean is one of the greatest theologians and patriots of our time. He is leading the charge in our modern-day revolution. Bradley doesn't pull punches and always presents what is right, not beholden to party, politics, or pulpits. I am proud to call him friend. He is truly a son of liberty.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start.
Man.
You've been listening to the
Ignorance I see in you people is scary.
And keep thinking to yourself,
you are scary.
There are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
BBSRadio.com. Hey guys, listen to this. Okay, I have to read this because you get people coming over and they don't know their left hand from their right hand. So I'm talking about what's going on concerning these inspectors that are being fired that are exposing Trump and Elon Musk. And we have some guy on there says, wrong, inspector generals don't have overseer Tesla. They oversee the government agencies. Well, in fact, he goes on and then says, I'm bringing the people down the wrong road. Well, you must have selective viewing. You must have a different lens. And of course, it just give people enough time and, as they say, give them enough rope. And you know what they do, right? They hang themselves. I just said, could you please show me that, you know, somehow or another, how that applies? And could you go ahead and give us a call in and just expose me for who I am? I'm throwing that out there right now. That number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. So we see that this individual is actually cheerleading Musk and cheerleading Donald Trump. So I'm just looking down, and then he says, well, Kazar, he's a Democrat. Well, here, let me tell you something, guy. There is no such thing constitutionally. We're a constitutional republic. You're ignorant. And people are destroyed for the lack of what? knowledge. Hosea 4:6. Okay, so I'm just letting you know your ignorance. And I'm also letting you know that you're ignorant of who we are as a country and you're listening too much of the mainstream media. Then I went on and said, go ahead, give us a call again. And then he comes back and says, I am also a proud co-sponsor of the Transgender Bill of Rights. These are the ones that are supporting Trump. Is anybody paying attention to what's going on? This is how he's gaining most of his support. Through the professors in the church, the Zionist supporters, right? Ignorant, not making distinction. And who else? Well, they're making an appeal to everybody and anybody that's willing to go ahead and tear down our laws so they can reconstruct them in their own image. And they have supporters of transgenderism that are right there to help them do it. Thank you for proving my point, dude. I totally appreciate that. Totally appreciate that on so many different fronts. Now, this is what I want to get to. The church must take ground in regard to politics because politics are a part of Christianity in a country such as this. Christians must do their duty to the country as part of their duty to God. Why? Because Finney said, God will bless or curse this nation according to the course that Christians take in politics. He'll bless or curse. Well, Bradley, you know, this is all we had. You know, I mean, Donald Trump was the lesser of two evils. You know, I just voted for him because, you know, they told us what we wanted to hear, though we don't believe anything they say. Well, what does 2 Chronicles 19:2 say? If it's a lesser of two evils, have nothing to do with either one of them. Why don't you look at the other 1,300 that weren't given to you as options by the mainstream media that you don't believe in? But you just seem to have gone right along with what was being sold to you, regardless if it was truth or not. And then you wonder why you're in trouble? What are we talking about? Either you're going to know the Lord in his blessings, or you're going to know him in his judgments. You're going to know him in his judgments. Do you remember when I gave you the George Barna, the Barna Research Group, and how they surveyed the pastors, the said pastors from across the country, as to why they were not preaching out against the sins of the nation? Here, now I'm talking to all of you because it's not just for the apostle to do the job. It's not just for the prophet to do the job or the teacher or the pastor or the evangelist. Nope, it's for all of those that profess to be Christians to be a part of the works of the ministry, period. Ephesians 4:11 and 12. Do you remember what George Barna said? He said when they were surveying these said pastors, they're not pastors, friends. These are the ones that are making way for the wolves to come in and devour the sheep. They're not there to protect the sheep. They're opening the gates to the wolves to devour the sheep. That is not a pastor. Put that up against Jeremiah 23. Read the whole section. You can also put that up against Ezekiel 13 as well. Deuteronomy 13 as well. Put that up against Matthew 23 as well. And 13:34 of Luke as well. Okay? What Barna found was what we are finding is that when we ask the pastors about all the key issues of the day, 90% of them are telling us, yes, they agree that there are issues that need to be dealt with. The Bible speaks to every one of them is the response to George Barna and his survey. Then we ask them, well, are you teaching the people what the Bible says about those issues? And did you know it went from 90% of them that said, yep, the Bible speaks to all of these issues? And then when they were asked if they're actually teaching these to the sheep in the pews, right? The congregationalists. Did you know that that number dropped to less than 10%? In other words, you have a bunch of effeminate, what? Effeminate, fearful cowards. The first ones cast into hell, by the way. Withholding the truth of God's word because they're afraid that they might lose those in the pulpits. Isn't that crazy? Less than 10% of the pastors said that they would speak to it, but yet 90% of them agree that the Bible addresses these issues. When researchers ask those pastors what else that they are willing to do to get their people active in their political process, we all live politics, right? Barna said it's almost, listen carefully, friends, this is what Bradley's up against. This is what Tim's up against. Almost nothing. I can tell you where they're at right now. They're cheerleading the one that's calling himself the king in place of the king. Oh, bad, bad idea. Bad. Hey, folks, when you get this close, not only is it precipitate war, because when you see this stuff, war's closely behind it. What's the first casualty in every war? The truth. But when you see a man put himself in the position of the Christ, oh, do you think that God the Father is going to put up with that? You're sadly, sadly mistaken. You are hastening judgment upon yourselves. And so are those that allow this to go on. So Barta goes on. He said, so the thing that struck me has been that when we talk about, he brought up separation of church and state, which is nowhere to be found within any of America's founding documents. It's the churches that have separated themselves from the activities of the state. Doesn't the Bible say, to coincide in parallel with what he just said there, that faith without works is dead, James 2, 14 through 26? Yep. As the body without the spirit is dead, so is what? Yep. Faith without works. It's dead. He said that the churches have separated themselves from the activities of the state. And yet it's the Lord that established the government, Exodus 18, 21 and 25. And that's to the detriment of the state and its people, stated the researcher. Well, why the disconnect? Well, according to Barna, the answer is simple. He suggests asking pastors how someone would know if their church was successful, which, by the way, George Barna did. He said there's five factors that the vast majority of the said pastors turn to when asked that question. He explained, hey, folks, I just want to stop right there. They're not pastors. They're counterfeits, just like the ones in the halls of government today. They're not representing the people. They're counterfeits. They're Judases to the word of God on both fronts. Oh, that's a fact. Luke 22, 48. Barna went on and said the five factors that the vast majority of pastors turn to when asked that question, he explained he found that the number one reason was that they cared more about attendance, and the number two reason was, guess what, friends, their offerings. What are they doing? They're appeasing the people. Oh, that's in contrast to what Paul said in Galatians chapter 1. I didn't know that they received the gospel by the arm of the flesh. I thought they received it by the Christ himself, like Paul said. And read Galatians 1:8 in response to that, because that's the curse they're bringing on the nation. And if you don't want to listen to it in his blessings, you're going to listen to it in his judgments, right? So the rest of the top priorities were the number of programs that they had in place, staff, and believe it or not, the square footage of what they call their churches. Now, all of those things, said Barna, are good measures, except the one tiny fact. Jesus didn't die for their church size. Barna continued, what I'm suggesting is that those pastors who probably don't get involved with politics because it's very controversial. Well, listen, if you want to avoid controversy, you avoid the Christ. It's one and the same. You serve Christ, controversy is coming. Even those that desire to live godly shall be persecuted for his name's sake. You're not going to get away from that. Even the desire. Controversy keeps people from being in the seat, said Barna. And controversy keeps people from giving money, said Barna. From attending programs, said Barna. As they look at things, the tendency is to say, well, that's not my part of the mission. Oh, I've heard that several times. My mission is to bring in more people and to get them to understand certain things that I feel that they should know. Yep. And at the same time, simultaneously pick their pockets. Pick their pockets. Folks, love you about what I do. And I will talk to you in 23. Have a good night. 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. Let the truth, friends, set you free in Jesus' name. See ya.